Well, Hazy, our next guest is fast becoming a friend of the show. His show at the Fringe actually is An Idiot's Guide to Wine, Volume 2. Obviously, Volume 1 been ticked off. Please say a very good morning to our friend Merrick Watts. Yes. Hello.
Hi, Jodie. Hazy, how are you? Been good?
Going very well. Hey, back for another instalment because last year was so successful.
Yeah, basically, my show's like Lethal Weapon. I'm going to do Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3, then I'll do Lethal Weapon 4, which will be An Idiot's Guide to Wine 4, and everyone will go, you should have just kept it at 3, Merrick. And I'll go, yeah, sure, whatever. It's back with a vengeance. It's a show that two years ago, I brought An Idiot's Guide to Wine to the Adelaide Fringe, and I honestly thought I was going to do 3 shows and then that would be the end of it. That show is still touring and going overseas again this year.
Wow.
And yeah, I know. So then I had to go and write the follow-up show, which is, you know, 6 new wines, similar format, but 6 brand new wines and 6 new stories about them. Really chuffed to be coming back to Adelaide, and it's doing really well, so I'm pretty excited.
I'm always fascinated with these stories, Merrick, because back in the heyday when you were doing radio, if someone had to come and said to you, you'll travel the world doing shows about wine, what would you have done at that point?
I would have said, well, look, at least one of us is drunk, and I know I am, so are you? I don't know. Look, the funny thing about me is that I am constantly kind of changing and evolving and shape-shifting. That's just kind of who I am. Like, you know, sometimes people call that inconsistency, but the fact is that I love new challenges, love doing new things. I love kind of, you know, exploring things that people think that I can't do or wouldn't do. I love surprising people with the things that I do. And, you know, that's everything from like wine to something completely incongruous like SAS Australia. People just go, yeah. Who is this guy? My wife often says, who is this guy? Why is he in the house?
Yeah.
And I go, it's me. And she goes, could you be somebody else? And I go,
yeah.
Sure. I mean, we could do role play, whatever you like.
Yeah.
But I love surprising people and keeping people guessing about, you know, who I am and what I'm doing.
It also sounds a little bit like your wife's getting you mixed up for her lover. That's just what I took away from that. But I could be wrong, Merrick.
No, well, his name is Miguel, and he's a Spaniard, and he's a chef. And it's a whole other thing. Let's not go into those details because they're upsetting and hurtful to me. But my wife, actually, funnily enough, everyone goes, oh, your poor wife, how does she deal with you always doing all these crazy things? And I just go, well, she's crazy. So that's fine. You know, it takes one to love one. No, she's good. She understands it. And also, so my wife, funnily enough, she's a sommelier. She works as a sommelier. So she works, you know, slinging booze. And she loves it. She loves the fact that I, you know, kind of do An Idiot's Guide to Wine and tour it around. And I mean, sure, she hasn't come to see the show. That's because I'm in it. But if it was somebody else hosting it, she would love this show. She would love it.
Yeah. I've noticed as well, you're still fit as a fiddle. Like what we learned from SAS is that you're a man who's absolutely on a mission, but you've kept that up.
Yeah, I'm on a bit of a mission this year. I'm taking on a different challenge every week. So each week I take on something physical, mental, spiritual, or fear-facing, and that's my kind of 4 criteria. And this week I'm doing the dreaded MRF, which is a very, very famous Special Forces Navy SEALs workout, which is pretty brutal. So I've been training up for that, and it's not very much fun. And now I'm regretting saying that I would take on 52 challenges. I'm just going, why? But it's great. I'm always looking to do new things. But I'm probably the fittest I've been for a while. You know, just it's a massive midlife crisis. Let's call it what it is. It's another huge midlife crisis that just seems. I've been having these since my early 20s. When is it going to stop?
What does this workout involve? Dare I ask?
It starts with a 1 mile run. Then you go into 100. Pull-ups, then you do 200 push-ups, then 300 squats, then another mile run. But you have to carry 10 kilos in a weight vest whilst you're doing it.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. Yeah, so the training for it this morning was an 8K run with a backpack with about 10 kilos in it. So that's the kind of training. I don't know why I do this. People are impressed. Don't be impressed. It's idiotic. Do not be encouraged. Go and live your lives, you know. Just go and have a pizza and a glass of wine. It's fantastic.
Yeah, weighted backpacks. Not sure about that. I mean, of course, Chappelle Corby set the trend years and years ago.
Well, that's where I got it from.
Regime back into Bali.
That's where I got it from. That was the challenge. I said, when I was on SAS Australia, of course, I was actually in the bunk right next to Chappelle. And I said, any tips for fitness? And she said, yes, put 14 kilograms of marijuana into a backpack. And I said, I don't have marijuana. Can I use bricks? And she said, if you have to. And that's what kicked it off. She's my personal trainer, and I love it.
It's all making sense now. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I'm such a fast runner for my age, is I'm constantly running away from the authorities.
Good motivation. Beautiful motivation. Hey, mate, quite seriously, you're not going to like this, but you are a wine expert. So, and we're very, very proud of our wines here in South Australia. What's your top drop?
Yeah, what do you like here?
Yeah, look, pretty easy to answer. Well, I think not strangely enough, like when you consider it, I would say in the red spectrum of wines, Grenache, I think for me, the Grenache that you get from both Barossa Valley and from McLaren Vale, particularly out the back there at Bluett Springs, it's just phenomenal. It really is absolutely brilliant. I love that as a red wine varietal. Also too, because you can make, you know, rosé, which I love as well. And white wine, I really, really like Chardonnay and also Riesling. I love Riesling as well. Riesling from Clare Valley is absolutely mint.
Yep.
Love it. And Eden Valley as well. I love that. So, and Chardonnay from the Adelaide Hills is brilliant. So I say this, and I mean it with all honesty, hand on my heart. If there's only one region anywhere in the world that you could acquire wine from again, and you had to say goodbye to the rest of the world, you would undoubtedly say South Australia. Yes. Anybody who said anything other than South Australia, you'd be losing your mind.
That's
because in South Australia, there's every type of wine varietal and you can drink whatever you like. So in my show, the majority probably do come from South Australia.
Wow, that's amazing. Your top three, Andrew, I would have to say any red from Darrenburg, your Rockford Alicante for a rosé, and your Shaw & Smith Sauvignon Blanc. Thank you very much. I'm done. I'll die happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is you said Sauvignon Blanc. That was where you got it wrong.
What's wrong with that?
Sauvignon Blanc is ambipure. It's liquid ambipure.
What is that?
Just like,
oh.
No.
Very dare you.
Yes, got her.
No, don't cut that. Actually, to be honest, Shaw & Smith actually make some pretty good Sauvignon Blanc, but there is probably probably about 90 to 98% of all Sauvignon Blanc in the world is actually made by cats urinating.
Oh, no. No.
It's not made from grapes.
That is not true.
It's not made from grapes.
I would argue
that. They get cats. They get feral cats.
No.
They go out, they round up feral cats, and they squeeze them like a bagpipe.
No.
They squeeze them underneath their arm, and out comes Sauvignon Blanc.
No, out comes Chardonnay when they make cats piss. I promise you that.
No, no. So that's what. Look at you getting defensive over Sauvignon Blanc. Wow. That's something you need to talk to your therapist about.
Well, there are some fights that you shouldn't pick, and that's one of them, Merrick Watts.
I'm happy to have it, though.
Hey, mate, before we let you go, actually, last time we spoke to you around this time last year, am I right in saying this, Jodes? Mez predicted that Collingwood would win the flag, and guess what happened? So can we lock in some more answers from you, please, so we can put on some big bets?
Absolutely, yes. I did say that Collingwood would win the grand final, and I said it would be close as well from memory, and it was. Don't ever go back and find those tapes because they might not match up to what I'm saying. But I will say, I'll give you a prediction this year. I reckon you're going to see the Crows do well. I reckon Port Adelaide is going to maintain, if not grow, and Collingwood will win the flag again. It will be the first time they'll go back-to-back in, like, literally, you know, 100 years or something. So Collingwood will win back-to-back flags this year. There's no team that's close to them in my book.
This is very, very AFL wine, is there nothing you don't know? I'm going to call you Nostragrapus.
Yeah. Well, I've also got two. I've also got two children, so would you like to hear about how I learned about that? I can tell you some more. I can give you some details on that if you like. I can give you some instructions, send it out in a guide of how to do it yourself.
Miguel's not involved, is he?
No.
Are you sure?
Why not?
Yeah, positive. Positive.
Merrick Watts, An Idiot's Guide to Wine, Volume 2, 8th to the 17th of March. It's at the Spiegel Tent. Make sure you go to adelaidefringe.com.au to get your tickets. Mez, we love having you on, mates. Can't wait for the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show, and look forward to being in Adelaide and enjoying the Fringe. If you see me on the streets, say good day. Don't touch me, though. No, I'm only joking. Touch me. I need it. I've got abandonment issues.
Yes. You've got Miguel issues. Your wife's certainly not touching you.
Well, she's not coming to the Fringe, so I wonder what she's doing.